Blog Talk Radio.
Of Live Without Limits. Today's show is how I'm creating multiple streams of income. And why that is important to understand is because today, in today's marketplace, it is important for you to know that today you cannot depend on just one income. In today's marketplace for your income, you have to look for multiple streams of income. And there are companies that are being established today on the internet that offer multiple ways to earn income within that company alone. How I'm creating multiple streams of income. In November of 2012, I filed for divorce from my spouse of 16 years. With that major life event came a wake-up call. I needed my own health insurance. I needed more income. I needed to put myself in the best financial position possible after my spouse cut me off financially. Even though the courts awarded me alimony and child support, therefore I had to sit down and carefully craft a plan for my future as a single woman and as a single mother, with sole custody of my youngest child and one 18-year-old living at home, I realized that trading hours for dollars isn't the best way to go. I needed multiple streams of passive income if I was going to survive and thrive 2013 and beyond. The normal 9-to-5 personal income and passive income, when looking at traditional job opportunities, this last January, I found one that was traditional situation, but one that also came with a big plus. I was hired as a sales manager and trainer for a local real estate company to the tune of $30,000 a year base salary. This increased and stabilized my personal income, in addition to giving me a stake in the success of the brokerage. With my traditional gig, I have the health insurance, the 401k I needed, and I have the unique potential to earn some rather large bonus bucks since I earn a percentage of the profits at the brokerage nest each month. I have a job that has both stable salary and a passive income stream. My second residual income stream, in December, I began working with a travel membership company. This company offers amazing deals on travel, discounts on local items, in addition to deep dish discounts and bonuses on things I would buy anyway, both online and offline. In addition to this, as I recruit people to be on my team on the business side of this firm, I earn even more passive income as they grow their own teams. Yes, it's network marketing. Yes, it's direct selling, but it comes with a very passive cash flow, paycheck, as well as a steady stream of bonuses, a potential for a car allowance, a BMW nonetheless, and even a potential for potential for a housing allowance on top of it. That is, what they offer is, when you work from home, you have the opportunity to take tax breaks on your income tax. All in all, the income potential in my network marketing gig is an extra $50,000 annually if I work hard and sell my little buns off. Of course, there are also scads of extra bonuses and the potential to travel around the world at wholesale prices with my girls on the cheap. My third residual income stream as a wordsmith and word merchant. By trade, I started looking into self-publishing a few self-help books. I am currently working on the manuscripts, but see a very realistic potential after having done lengthy research to earn an additional $20,000 to $30,000 a year from 3 to 5 publications. The average is $10,000 for a well-written book, even after the initial publishing fees. This will not only make me an authority on, in the areas that I am already an expert in, but will also open up doors to additional publishing opportunities that are currently outside my limited reach. However, my plan to publish 3 to 5 e-books each year without a publishing house backing me will continue to add to my passive income quite nicely. Math break. If you have been following along, my $30,000 a year base salary plus the stake in the company I have for more traditional job has the potential to net me $80,000 to $90,000 this year alone. If you add the $50,000 or more, I plan to earn a passive income from my travel company and the average of $25,000 I will earn from publishing my books. That puts me somewhere between $165,000 to $200,000 by the end of 2013. My plan with this boost in personal income is to pay off my mortgage, currently $100,000, so that I don't have to bear the cost of refinancing my house once my divorce is final. After that, I plan to turn the property into a rental property as I find a more suitable home for me and my girls, one that doesn't carry the weight of bad memories and several difficult years. From there, I plan to launch a new stream, passive income, purchasing and holding rental properties until the real estate market turns, at which point I will buy, flip, and sell for another passive stream of profit. Passive income in today's economy is important to growing wealth and providing the financial stability we all seek. And while I might be burning the candle at 3 ends right now, I see a means to my end as one full opportunity, prosperity, and long-term wealth, giving me a chance to leave behind a legacy and the peace of mind to know that my girls will always be taken care of no matter what. So as you see, this is one person's perspective of what they did to create multiple streams of income for themselves. And, you know, there's so many different things that you need to consider. And for so many of us, we just don't think about those things. We don't think about the fact that you really ought to look at how you can create multiple streams of income for yourself, how you can set up and do all of those things that will help you grow your business in the future. The problem is that for so many of us, we don't even think about all of the things that we need to do to consider what you ought to do for a business and what alternatives are out there. The problem is that for so many of us, this is what we do. We think of the traditional jobs and all of the things that, ought to be done. And, you know, those things could always happen. But the problem is that for so many of us, we just don't realize that having an alternative stream of income, that because you grew up in the era when people think of the job market as the traditional job market, and why not open up and think of how you can create different opportunities for yourself and create, and the thing is that we all have things that we can do that are alternatives to the job market than we're used to. The problem is for so many of us, all we do is we think of those traditional jobs that where you get the salary, because that is what society told us that we ought to do, and not look for alternative sources of income. And the thing that what you can do is think of, because today there are companies that are starting up, but what they're doing is they are looking for ways to create the, let me back up, that today, if you look, if I'm a company and I'm starting up and I have a package that can teach you how to write articles or blog or how to do landing pages or how to do banner ads, and I take that and I develop that and I go sell it through a middleman or a salesman to a company, and then they sell it. It jacks the price up for that one product, but guess what? It may be out of reach for the masses. But if in today's marketplace, if I develop a web page and I set up an affiliate program and I have people who are going to use my product for a monthly fee, and then what they do is they build a team of their own, then I've created a stream of income that increases, and I'm paying the person who actually uses my product a commission for helping me sell my products instead of looking for the traditional. So what we need to look at is how you can create multiple streams of income for yourself and think of it as a long-term investment. The problem is that for so many of us, we're so used to the old type of job market that we just don't think how we can incorporate all of that into where you truly want to be in today's marketplace. So why not ask yourself how you can create some of that multiple streams of income and look at some of the things that you can truly do that can help you grow your business long term. Because as I was talking about, this was a woman who was in real estate. So what did she do? She looked for a company where she didn't just earn money one way with the company, but she had multiple streams of income within that company. Then she had other ways of generating an income. And if you can write, then you can generate and write many books where you can sell it as an ebook on the Kindle, on Amazon, or through some other sources. Do you need a second income? According to one author, more Americans should be doubling up in today's economy. If you think that you're going to hang on to your current job until retirement, you're dreaming. says career coach Ford R. Myers. I have clients who say, I'm waiting to go back to the way things were, but those days are over. There's no going back to the way things were, Myers says. That's why he urges his clients to build multiple streams of income for themselves instead of relying on the traditional job market. And Myers joins a growing chorus of career experts and authors who argue that success depends on more independence and building income streams outside of the 9-to-5 jobs. Daniel Pink, author of 2001's Free Agent Nation, was among the first to note the trend toward independence and embrace it as a healthy choice of workers. Other authors, including Michael Ellsberg and Chris Guillebeau, similarly urge the readers to pursue the freelance and contract economy as a life. Now, let me back up. Think about it. Years ago, in the corporate environment, you could be a secretary and you worked for four different people and you were there putting in 40 hours and sometimes even longer, but your salary never changed. If you work from home as a virtual assistant, then guess what? You wouldn't be paid just one salary. You could set an hourly price for your product and your service, and then you can have each of those individuals pay you that fee for that hour, and then you bill them each for how many hours you put in doing their work. But guess what? You were putting in 40 to 60 hours anyway, then offers for $3,000. Well, guess what? If you're charging that individual $20 and you're giving them, say, 20 hours, that's $400 right there. And that's for 1 week for one person. What if you have four people paying you $400 a week? Well, that's $1,600. And compared to if you were making $30,000 working in a corporation, you just made $1,600 in 1 week, and you pay and you double that by, say, 50 weeks if you want to take 2 weeks off, then you can see you more than almost tripled your money just by working from home, doing what you were doing in an office. Myers joins a growing chorus of career experts and authors who argue that the success depends on being more independent and building income streams outside of 9-to-5 jobs. Daniel Pink, author of 2001's Free Agent Nation, was among the first to note the trend toward independence and to embrace it as a healthy choice for workers. Other authors, including Michael Ellsberg and Chris Guillebeau, similarly encourage their readers to pursue the freelance and contract economy as a way of life. And, you know, one of the things that we're not talking about is when if you're at home and you sit yourself off in a room and set it up as your office, guess what? You have to put up a sign that says you're not available between this time and this time. This is your work time, but it also allows you to have flexible time to be there for your family when they need you. It allows you to take tax breaks because you have to pay for your electricity. You have to pay for your phone. You have to pay for your internet service. So it allows you to do more and earn more money just by being an independent contractor and not being an employee. Myers People are questioning the idea of job security more than ever before, says Chris Gallagher, author of The Art of Nonconformity. As a result, they're thinking more creatively in how to earn money. He encourages people to explore low-cost ways of earning multiple streams of income by selling products online or starting a coaching business. For example, Myers, author of Get the Job You Want, Even When No One's Hiring, insists there is plenty of opportunities if people look outside the traditional workforce. There are a limited number of job openings, but an unlimited supply of opportunities. People have to stop being passive and wait for someone to offer them a job. They have to be proactive, he says. Here are six recommendations from Myers on how to do that. And let me explain to you something. I grew up with a disability in an era when people with disabilities did not have the opportunity for an education. I got an education because I was raised in the Jewish faith, where education is how they pass on the teachings of the Torah. So education is an important part of the culture of being raised in the Jewish faith. And that all stems back from the fact that back in ancient times, if you were of the Jewish faith, you couldn't own land. You couldn't. So what happened was they went into the trades, and then they became the business owners. They became the bankers. They became the doctors. They became the lawyers. And that's just because that education was a force of how they dealt with life. So stop turning your full-time job. And let me back up and say, I could not find a job in the corporate environment because when I was entering the workforce, many of the baby boomer generation, they often went to work for the corporation and expected to work for the corporation for the 20, 25 years of their workforce experience, because that was what their parents did, and there was an unwritten rule at that time that if you went to work for the corporation, then you had a job for life. But lo and behold, when many of them started hitting the 15 to 20, 25-year era, getting close to retirement age, and then what happened was all of these companies had merged. And when they merged, what happened? These companies went and had to lay people off, and they gave them a buyout package. Well, guess what? On that buyout package, they had a six-month period where they continued to receive their salary while they went and looked for another job or looked at self-employment. And that was also the era of the Y2K, just the turn of the century, and people were thinking that their computers were going to crash. So what happened? Then you saw a lot of people who became computer consultants and going into someone's home repairing their computers to prevent the crash of the computer when the century changed. So, you know, these were people that were in management level positions in the corporation, so they understood how to change the concept, how to change their way of thinking, how to do things. So it's just a matter of how are you going to do that on your opportunity. There's no such thing as a job. There are only temporary assignments, says Myers. That means full-time employees and job hunters alike should take responsibility for building their own sources of income instead of relying on companies. Embracing that mindset is the first step toward building multiple streams of income, says Myers. Look for multiple streams of income, not multiple jobs. Some 6.9 million Americans or 4.8% of the U.S. workforce hold multiple jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But Meyer says focusing on jobs instead of income streams is the wrong approach. It might be a business, part-time contract work, or something else with lots of flexibility, he says. But in other words, generating multiple streams of income need not mean finishing up a 9-to-5 job, then running over to the second job, delivering pizzas at night. It's talking about something with more flexibility, he says. Focus on the ideas of the unique to you. Meyer's coaching clients do everything from administrative work to house cleaning to construction on the side. The way to find the best secondary stream of income for you is to ask yourself what you enjoy doing. If you love sewing, start getting customers for alterations. If you love using your hands, do construction or handyman work. If you're good with accounting, you could do tax returns, he says. Now, I would like to remind you that as a career coach, one of the things that I help people do is set up a plan, a goal, a strategy for what they're going to do to create multiple streams of income for themselves. And upon doing so, what I do is also help them think of opportunities that they can do that can help them look towards how they can create those multiple streams of income for themselves and how they can, in essence, look to create that opportunity. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching.